We're over here in Studio 8 with James Vincent McMorrow. Hello, James.
Hi, how are you?
I love the fact that you're holding on to the summer with your shorts.
I literally went out, I was going downstairs today and I was like, you know what, I'm not ready to let it go yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly.
I'm still wearing them at home.
Yeah.
But not into work. But yeah, it's good. How long do you think you'll get out of the shorts?
I mean, I'm not one of those people that you see out and you're like, for the love of God, would you put on some pants?
Yes.
But like, I'll rock it for another few weeks, depending, the weather dependent. When the breeze isn't up today, it was
quite nice. I don't know if you know the late John Dunsford. He used to be Sharon Shannon's manager.
Oh, okay, yes, I do.
And he was a shorts man, and it was April to October.
Really?
Every year.
That's confidence.
And then a friend of my son's, Ben, he wears them all year round.
Yeah,
shorts all year round.
I had a couple friends in college that were like rocking like shorts and like flip flops all year round, and it was like,
it's sort of an act of defiance, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
So this is exciting. New album, new single, new documentary.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything's new. Yeah. It's been 6 or 7 years since I properly toured, which is insane.
Right.
Yeah. So it's been one of those years where like put out a record, did some touring during the summer, went well. So I'm just kind of going with it again.
So when you say properly toured, what do you mean?
I mean, I stopped touring in 2017 because my daughter was born in 2018 and I just wanted to be available.
Yes, yeah.
And then obviously,
but that's a brilliant word, available.
Yeah.
Just you were there.
Well, I'd spent 7 or 8 years being quite like, you know, music is a funny job. Like I basically have a team of people that guide me around the world and treat me like I'm an infant. So I just thought I could apply that knowledge to an actual infant. So
just copy what they did for you with your daughter.
Yeah,
very good.
Quite well.
Very good.
And I really enjoyed it. So I don't know, not that I lost the taste for touring, but then COVID obviously happened and that changed the dynamic. But even before that, I was finding it a little bit mechanical and a little bit boring, and music in general just felt a little bit like algorithmic.
Right.
So I was happy to take some time away. But then, I don't know, just the last couple of years, I just felt a bit like I might get back out and see if it's fun to play shows. And it's easily the best tours I've ever played.
Yeah, it's because my wife and I were having this chat recently about doing what you do, because we've no experience of it. And of course, from the outside looking in, to me, it always seemed like the most exciting job in the world.
It is in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But then my wife pointed out that, well, they're singing the same songs every night, you know, and that might become repetitive, could become boring.
Well, yeah, music became about loudness as well. So like you play festivals, so everyone's on a click track and there's a lot of backing track in play because you have to compete, especially at festivals. So a lot of things entered my world, which weren't things that I'd really thought about or signed up for.
Yes.
And then so I was ditching all those off. So the band now, it's all on stage wedges. And so what you just said, the song becoming repetitive, it kind of negates that because each night we can speed it up, slow it down.
Yes,
do
yes.
Do we want.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It feels like there's stakes.
You're not
to
slave
it.
To a click track.
No.
Yeah.
And we can really mess up, which is really exciting. Honestly, I remember tours where we were just on the edge of our capabilities. You're really pushing it. And, you know, at any point, this could really come unstuck. And that just kind of went away. So it's nice to have it back. Yeah.
The danger of it all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the limited danger, but yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And the documentary is, there's a bit of danger in it because, what, you set yourself a challenge or a
Yeah, well,
band?
This album was basically, I did 2 shows at the National Concert Hall in 2023, which was last year. Time means nothing. I don't know what time is anymore. Is it 20? I can't remember. But anyway, basically had these songs half written, went and played them, made everyone put their phones away, which is an amazing experience, and just revealed a lot about me and them and the audience and what's possible. They were so locked in because even though they didn't know any of the songs, it felt like we were part of something that felt kind of lovely and special. So we documented it, which then became a little documentary. And it's beautiful. It's just there forever.
And it's out, is it?
Yeah, it's available.
It's available.
I think, it's available on YouTube and stuff like that. Like, I'm not a big promo guy, so we kind of make a thing. I'm quite belligerent. I just like making things.
Right,
so
just throw them out there.
Yeah, a little
bit. I think
bit.
People have to know about them, James.
I know. I'm sure everybody that works for me would prefer that I did a bit more, but I like my house and making music.
Okay. The next single, the new single, is Glue.
Yeah.
And you're going to play that for us now.
Yeah. Right.
James Vincent McMorrow.
Glue. Stuck to me, baby. I guess I'm stuck to you. For all we know, to water the thing that never grows. In this life, are we any closer than we were 2 years ago? It's never easy, we take it slow. I can see heaven through a crack in the floor. Ooh, here is safe. Out in a forest, I waited here for days. And when you came, I didn't notice whom you had been replaced. In this life, we keep colors dancing all around us in our quiet room. And you get the best of me, baby, here lies the proof. I can see heaven through a crack in the roof. Ooh, ooh, oh, ooh, 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 ooh. In this life, are we any closer than we were 2 years ago? It's never easy, we take it slow. I can see heaven through a crack in the floor.
Nice. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Lou from Wide Open Horses.
Well, that song's not even out yet.
What?
That song isn't even out yet.
Isn't it?
No, it comes out in a few weeks.
Oh, right,
you're the first person that's ever heard
it. Oh, right, Gina. Yeah. I feel privileged. Thank you so much.
Well, I just wanted to do something new. Well, I mean, I love playing the songs off Wide Open Horses, but if it's an opportunity to do something new.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't know
you
that.
No, people are going to go looking
for
it.
I just presumed.
I know you would presume, because that would be the logical thing to do.
Yes. Remember back in the day, there used to be five singles off one album.
Yeah. I know. As soon as a record comes out now, it's like...
Yeah.
And I don't mind that because I make a lot of songs and I'm in the studio all day long.
Are
you? So, I mean, I went to LA and wrote that song with my friend Ilse, and I just loved it because it spoke to a thing we were talking about. We committed it to tape very quickly. So the idea of sitting on that for a year makes less than zero sense to me. The idea, you know,
yes,
music,
I understand.
Music
yes.
is, for me, yes. is supposed to document.
And you have a studio at home, do you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. So you just walk across somewhere or across the corridor or somewhere and you go from
the garden.
Right, you go from the kitchen and you're in your studio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And is there danger then that, you know, there's no demarcation?
Separation.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, there is definitely, like, and you have to kind of listen to your inner monologue. If I don't want to work, I won't work. I won't force myself. And I take a lot of trips. Like, I made that record in Los Angeles. I go there a lot. I go to London a lot.
Yes.
I try and put myself in uncomfortable positions with, like, as in write with people I don't know super well, or try and make things. I make a lot of records for other people as well now, which is really fun.
When you say make them, write songs?
Like produce records.
Oh, do you? Right,
and I write songs for people quite a lot.
Right.
Just because, again, because it's the only thing I know how to do remotely well.
And you're prolific.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just like doing it. So, yeah, the studio at home is for fun. And then when it's like, it's business time, it's like, I'll pay for a big...
But I'm sure you could record something that you could release at home.
Yeah, for sure. And I have done.
Yeah.
Like my first record, like the next song,
yes.
funnily enough,
there you
the next
go.
Song I'm playing.
Nice segue.
So Sparrow, that album, I made that in my gaff with one microphone and no money or knowledge of what I was doing. And it did pretty well. So
there you go again.
All right,
you're understating what your contribution to the work there. You must have had some knowledge.
I think profundity is that the word? Profoundness gets added by people, right? Like the notion that a record has to be this high minded thing going in is a bit like you can get into ridiculous places if you buy into that.
Yeah.
Making a record, put a mic in front of a guitar, and just go and figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, that's for me anyway.
Yeah. Well, I suppose a lot of people who can't do that have to talk about it. Sure. And, you know, so that's where the whatever comes from. So Sparrow and the Wolf, recorded down the back garden all those years ago. Is it what? Was it, what, 16 years
14
ago?
14
years. 14 years ago. Right, when you're
time
ready.
Time is crazy.
Sparrow and Wolf lays still as the blades of the grass. One leather boots, color and size that would last. Caught them a lark in a trap, each held a wing. And they tore it apart for that small bird to sing. By the wind, bruised by the size of the rain. She turned back to him, begged for light to remain. Plans have been made, all of the furniture sold. So just store up your hate, use it for warmth when you're cold. I have seen no joy, only strangers. I've seen no joy, only danger. I've seen no joy, seen no joy in this world. Should you choose to go, please be careful of lonesome roads. Men that travel them will not know, will not know of your.
Yeah, you're doing an Irish tour starting on November 28th in Limerick and finishing in Kilkenny on December 8th, and you've added a Vicar Street December 3rd and people can get tickets at singularartists.ie, and it's a full band.
It is. It's a four piece pedal steel player, bassist and drummer, although that's reducing their roles. They're doing a lot of stuff.
Right,
we're back on that. The razor edge of what's possible again, which is exciting.
Are you a tough taskmaster?
No, you know what? I used to be, when we were on the click track, it all became very like, we need to be bigger, we need to be louder. Yeah. But now it's like, we can really get quiet. Okay. It's beautiful.
So what age is your daughter?
She is 6.
Do you sing her lullabies?
She couldn't care less about.
Oh, did she?
No, she like, only recently has she realized that not everybody's dad does
what you do,
job.
Right? Okay.
So it's she has great rhythm, and I was trying to get her to play drums.
Right.
And we don't sing a lot. She sings a lot of like her tunes on like Spotify and stuff like that. But and she likes some of my songs, like they're on her playlist. But if I try and play one with her, she's like,
no.
So
she will grow to appreciate you.
I hope so.
James Vincent McMurray, thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.